Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 48 Hours ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Arlington National Cemetery is a really sacred place. It serves the purpose of honoring our nation's veterans. Every headstone at Arlington has an incredible story. Andrew Munns, his story is definitely one we shouldn't forget.
Andy Munns was my big brother. He loved his country and he was proud to serve in the Navy in 1968.
Arnold!
1968 was an incredibly tumultuous year for our country, to say the least. We were headlong into a really unpopular war in Vietnam. And there were massive protests on the street.
Andy Munns was a patriot at a time when it was not popular to be a patriot. And he joined the Navy for all the right reasons to serve his country.
Munns was a 24-year-old Navy officer serving aboard the USS Cacapon in the U.S. Naval Base Subic Bay in the Philippines.
Its job was to refuel the aircraft carriers and the destroyers. Andy was the dispersing officer, so he had the payroll, had to make sure that everybody got their money. It was not a huge crew, but they had to work really hard.
On January 17, 1968, Munns failed to show up to muster, which is the morning roll call. The crew searched for him, but he had disappeared, and so had $8,600 from the safe that he was in charge of. Munns was never heard from again.
This young man just wanted to serve his country. And within 3 weeks of reporting aboard that ship, he disappeared, and he was labeled a deserter and a thief.
He would never have taken that money. So something else happened.
The Navy investigated Munns' disappearance for 6 months, and that was it.
When somebody is a deserter, there is no honor as recognized by the Navy. They're a deserter. You don't get much lower than that.
When those white-gloved hands hand the family member that folded flag, you often see them pull it in close to their chest. It's that important of a symbol. And you're denied all of that. The Navy or the military shuts you out.
We knew that something bad had happened. Somebody killed my brother. My mother never got a flag. All service people get when they lose a son. She never had that closure.
Mary Lou, Munz's sister, made it her mission to find out what happened to her brother.
I knew I had to give it my best shot, but we had no way of getting the Navy to open a new investigation until one day I got a phone call, but I almost didn't answer. But it was Pete Hughes from the Cold Case Squad from the Naval Criminal Investigative Service. Pete said, "Why should we open an investigation? Why do you think your brother was murdered?" And he let me talk.
She had explained to me certain things she had done on her own. And just hearing that just screamed she needed assistance.
While there's a statute of limitations on crimes, there's no statute of limitations self-imposed on agents to solving a crime. So where others may see an end, NCIS agents don't accept that. And it'll continue to drive forward.
There's no evidence, there's no crime scene, there's no witnesses. This case was the unsolvable. But one thing about Pete and I, we had a good track record for solving the unsolvable.
Munz's story was such a fascinating tale, it actually inspired one of the early episodes of NCIS, the TV show.
He was their dispersing officer. He was declared a deserter 30 days later, and he received a dishonorable discharge.
Dishonorable?
Something happened on that ship that night.
We knew there was a killer that lurked on that ship. Worst case, he's now somewhere in the United States.
The NCIS mission is global.
We're on aircraft carriers, we're in foreign ports.
We watch after each other, we take care of each other.
NCIS deal with every type of crime. Cyber, fraud, murder.
General crimes, counterintelligence, counterterrorism.
Every crime is a tragedy. It involves sisters, brothers, husbands.
That's the only way to find the truth.
We live in dangerous times, and we're never going to give up.
NCIS, the cases they can't forget.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
As a family, we rarely talked about Andy. Every time we talked about him, we got angry at the Navy. We got angry that he was called a deserter, and it was a lot less painful just not to go there. There were five of us in our family, and Andy was the middle child. He was the one that everybody liked. He loved being in the Navy. One of the things that I remember is going to church with him, and he wore his dress whites. And I just remember being so proud of him sitting next to him at church in this beautiful uniform. He looked great. He had gotten onto the Cacapon in December 26th of 1967. It was his first tour of duty, and this was his first ship. And he was very excited and proud to be on the ocean, finally.
Just 3 weeks after Munz had boarded ship, he went missing. The crew searched his quarters, and they found everything there. His contact lenses, his clothes, everything but Munz.
Megan Rose is a former national correspondent for Stars and Stripes and has reported extensively on the military.
The very first theory that they looked at was that Munns, who had access to the safe, took the money. $8,600 could take you far away from an unpopular war. Munns would not have to have gone far to get away. Just out the gate of the naval base is Olongapo, known as Sin City in the Philippines. Where sailors and soldiers on leave could find girls, booze, and all kinds of debauchery. They would go AWOL, they would desert, they would sometimes be victims of foul play.
It just didn't make sense. The postcard that we got maybe 5 days before he disappeared started out, "Hi, the world is small and beautiful. I've seen more and done more in 3 months than most people do in a year." He was happy. He was planning on the future.
Almost 30 years later, Mary Lou got her hands on the original investigative file.
Something in me just said, it's time. This is it. I have never tried myself personally to restore his honor.
She started digging and was shocked to find there was $51,000 left in the safe.
Thought, for heaven's sakes, Andy was a smart person. And if he was dumb enough to desert, he was going to be at least smart enough to take more than $8,600. The NCIS and the judge advocate had both interviewed a lot of the same people. And from the very beginning, there were people who, in their testimony, had made up reasons why Andy might have deserted.
Mary Lou starts going through the file. She finds these witness statements that are rather suspicious to her. So now, for the first time, Mary Lou has names. She now knows the men who served with her brother. One of the names that she finds is Michael LeBrun.
Michael LeBrun worked with Munns in the payroll office. Not only did he have access to the safe, he knew the combination.
In 1997, I finally called one of the investigators from the original investigation, Ray McGady. And I said, "Mr. McGady, in 1968, you investigated the disappearance of my brother." And he said, "Andy Munns." And he knew his name. He said, "This is the case that haunted me all my life." And he said, "I knew something bad had happened and I couldn't prove it." It was Ray McGady who really pushed to make it a real NCIS case. Ray McGady had gotten his son, who was now an NCIS agent, to get the file and get it on the right desk. So January 1998 was the big turning point.
At that time, I supervised the cold case homicide program. I learned a lot about Andy Munns through Mary Lou. Andy wasn't a thief. Andy was really just short of an altar boy.
Pete told me about the case, and then I started rereading the case myself, the witness statements. Well, what was being said about Andy Munns made absolutely zero sense.
What was at stake here in the Andy Munns case was his honor.
All I want to do here is clear Andy's name. I want Andy's honor restored. And Pete said, "It's not all I want to do. I want to catch a murderer."
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
One of the most challenging cases that we can get in NCIS is a missing person case where you have no evidence, no crime scene. Essentially, we have no case.
From the suspicious statements to the postcard to Munns' altar boy-like background, the agents were convinced Munns had been murdered aboard the Cacapon. Now, they just had to prove it.
The ship that Andy Munns was assigned to was turned into scrap metal in 1972, so we had no physical evidence. We're working off a series of interviews that were conducted in 1968. That's what we were operated on.
So what we do in NCIS in cold case is we start comparing witness statements. Where we were fortunate, several of the crew members were still alive.
We're kind of focused on a couple different crew members assigned to the ship in 1968 that we had concerns about because of what they had said about Andy Munns. And then looking at the different ones, I isolated Michael LeBrun.
Remember, LeBrun had access to the ship's safe, but it's what the agents learned he'd initially told investigators that now made them suspicious.
LeBrun, in his statement, said Andy had gone scuba diving and maybe had drowned, which was a red flag, a major red flag. So we're led to believe that Andy Munns is going to go diving in Subic Bay, scuba diving, between midnight and 6 a.m. That's not going to happen. It was time to make a major move in this case, and that major move was, let's have a conversation with Michael LeBrun.
He had done a complete review on Michael LeBrun's background. LeBrun had attended law school. People on the ship described him as a genius. One of the things that we noticed, people who have committed crimes so horrendous as a murder, sometimes they just can't get their life together. It starts spiraling downwards, and they can't pull it back. So in the case of Michael LeBrun, here's a guy, law school, borderline genius. He's selling modular homes. And so therefore, we felt like he just couldn't get his life back together.
But was he their killer? 1 year after identifying LeBrun, then 54, NCIS tracked him to Kansas, where he settled with his wife after retiring from the Navy. Under a ruse, the agents invited LeBrun to a local police station for a routine background check.
I want to know that this thing is being videotaping.
Never telling LeBrun that he was the suspect of a murder investigation.
I was there with a special agent with the Kansas Bureau of Investigations. Very quickly, just wanted to explain to Michael that I misled him about the purpose of the interview. It was not to conduct background investigations, but to inquire into the disappearance of Andy Munns. Michael LeBrun's response to me was, I never believed you in the first place.
Despite being brought in under false pretenses, LeBrun met with NCIS over the course of 4 days without a lawyer.
And what we need to do now is talk about one thing, right? Truth.
Right. Okay, absolutely.
It was not an adversarial interview because I knew I needed him to keep talking.
How are we going to find out what happened? I wish I had the answer.
I had to show him those statements that Andy could have gone scuba diving.
LeBrun could remember everything except what happened to Andy Munns and his disappearance.
I cannot tell you what happened. If I tell you what happened, I'm going to be making something up.
Over 30 years ago, LeBrun told investigators he believed Munns drowned at sea. But he suddenly came up with a new scenario, one where he might have played a role.
If it did occur, it was an accident, could somebody get in my face and I lost my temper and cold cussed him or hit him with a fist with that wood? I don't know. Could have. Now, whether it's you repressed it or whether you're blowing smoke up our rear end, and I'll tell you, quite frankly, you're full of You're playing the freaking game. You're playing me.
Michael LeBrun was playing us.
But the game he was playing was checkers. Pete and I were playing chess, and we were pretty good at it. And he didn't expect that. He started making tacit admissions. But then he would go back and say, oh, but I really can't remember. It could have happened. I don't remember.
That was huge for us because we got him to shift over to where he was ended up saying, I could have done it. And if I did do it, I did it this way.
There was a confrontation thing that could have been in the dispersing office. There was some money missing from the safe. Money missing from the safe. And if Munns had accused me of that, then there could have been an altercation.
I knew Michael LeBrun was involved. I'm talking with somebody who's either involved with the homicide or conducted a homicide himself.
Maybe one thing. I mean, he could grab me. When he grabbed you, that's when he slapped. Could be.
Truth or lies, LeBrun gave himself a starring role in Munns' murder. But what happened to the body?
You know, when you asked me about a possible scenario about how somebody could dispose of a body, or you could have possibly, you know, could have dumped him into one of the tanks on a well deck.
It was a nightmarish vision, as LeBrun described the possible hiding place for the body, an oil tank like this.
He says, well, maybe if I did indeed kill Andy, maybe I would put him in one of the oil tanks. They're called muck tanks. He was giving us nuggets of information, and we hoped at the end of the day he would end up coming up and say, all right, this is it, guys. Here's what happened. And he never did.
It's to the point where I'm be willing to make something up to get rid of you guys. It's out of my life.
The agents felt close to getting a confession, but LeBrun was smart enough to shut down the interview.
I'm done.
Pete called me and said he knew that we had the right person, but he hadn't gotten a confession. It was like he had the power, he had the information, and I realized he's gonna be a tough nut to crack.
If you want me to admit it, you're barking up the wrong tree then.
He did say, hey, I expect you guys to come back. And what he was telling us was, hey, NCIS, go do your homework and come back, we'll talk again. I think he underestimated us and NCIS, was we were really going to do our homework.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Whether you're working out, walking, or running errands, Audible can help you keep your heart rate up month after month with their pulse-pounding collection of thrilling audiobooks that you can't hear anywhere else. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, which includes thousands of titles. This month, check out the Audible original, The Space Within. It's a chilling 8-part story about a psychiatrist, Dr. Maddie Weil, voiced by Academy Award winner Jessica Chastain, who is tasked with unlocking the memories of a child who went missing for 7 hours. Maddie soon discovers that there are more who have faced similar experiences, and the truth of what is happening to them may impact the fate of humankind. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500. That's audible.com/thrill or text thrill to 500-500.
If this person doesn't confess to the murder, What can we do to maybe pick up other pieces that prove he or she did do it?
2 years into the investigation, the agents had developed a theory that Munns caught LeBrun stealing money from the ship's safe and was killed for his silence. But what happened to the body?
One of the things he had considered, well, I can throw it overboard, but then the body's going to surface. He says, then I thought, well, maybe if I did indeed kill Andy, maybe I would put him in one of the oil tanks.
Without a crime scene or any physical evidence linking LeBrun to murder, the NCIS agents knew that they had to prove that theory.
So we needed to live that murder through Andy Munn's eyes best we could.
There was one last sister ship class of the USS Cacapon, the USS Toluga, mothballed in Suisun Bay, California. It's a graveyard for ships that have been decommissioned.
In January of 2000, the agents, along with Munn's sister, visited the USS Toluga and documented their search on video. Just like the Cacapon decades earlier, the Toluga was set to be destroyed.
With any destruction of the Toluga meant we didn't have anything left that we could compare to with the USS Cacapon.
It was a lucky break, but you make your own luck in this business.
So this was as close as we were going to get to being on Andy's ship.
It was a really eerie feeling walking the holds of that ship. It felt very much like a ghost ship. They're dark, they're cold, they smell of oil, all steel, they creak.
The deck is just crumbling under our feet. And we went through the cafeteria where it was just like you could imagine ghosts eating there that night. I had to keep reminding myself, this is not the Cacapon. This is not Andy's ship.
Michael LeBrun had given us information enough that we could walk that ship just like he described, even though he said he couldn't remember. And what we were trying to do was make sure it made sense.
We needed to know, as investigators, what would be acceptable for Michael LeBrun to tell us that would be believable or not.
The agents made their way deep into the ship's oil tank. It was the perfect place to hide a body.
Essentially, what we did is we conducted a crime scene examination on the sister ship. Why? What do you get from that? Well, when we go back and see Michael LeBrun, we're going to know every part of that ship.
For nearly a year, the agents continued to build their case against LeBrun, preparing for round two.
Well, you think one team, one fight. You didn't think you were fighting your own.
And he was a hero.
Absolutely. Cost him his life.
Sir, just have a seat.
In the fall of 2000, LeBrun once again agreed to meet with NCIS without a lawyer.
Pete and I, we were going to take another shot at Michael LeBrun. So our plan was that he could leave at any time. He was free to go. He wasn't under arrest. We did not Mirandize him. We were going to see if we can get him to tell us the truth, one way or the other.
And the agents had the perfect plan to do it, taking LeBrun back to the scene of the crime.
We end up coming up with a great strategy. And part of that is we wanted to take pictures from the USS Cacapon cruise book. And so we took pictures out of that and included Michael LeBrun, also included Andy Munns. We had also taken pictures of his home. We found a picture of his wife. And so we took all these pictures and blew them up and put them in the interview room.
That's all that stuff up there. That's all me.
The first thing Michael LeBrun, when he looks at the pictures on the wall, he goes, oh my word, this is my life.
That's exactly the response we wanted. Why? Because we didn't want him to say, I can't remember anything, because his entire life was up on the wall. I could point to it.
You recognize some of these pictures? As far as this is your ship, these are your crew members.
We were going to continually hit him with the evidence that we'd collected.
We went back and we absolutely reconstructed that berthing compartment. And we identified every individual. What we did, we want to do our homework.
Right, I understand.
And I'll tell you now, we got an A plus.
I mean, this is it. This is what we've been working for a long time. A lot of energy, and everything just hangs right here with this one interview. It was intense.
You did kill Andy Munns, didn't you? You did cause his death, didn't you? There's indications to me that you might have, but you're a pretty selfish, cold SOB. The only issue is did it happen in a split second, something that you planned out?
So premeditation, or was it spontaneous?
Our plan was to let him know if he had murdered Andy Muntz and he did not mean to do it, then there's a 5-year statute of limitations under the federal U.S. system. He could walk free. He just has to admit to manslaughter.
I thought there was no statute of limitations on homicide.
It depends on how the act was completed, premeditation or not. That's what I need to find out from you.
They gave him an out, and the out was, you can take responsibility for this and nothing happened. So he could still preserve his life as he knows it, take responsibility for the death. We go away, Mary Lou Taylor goes away, and he can continue on with his life.
Am I hearing that I won't be prosecuted?
That's what you're hearing.
Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what you're hearing.
If it's spontaneous and that's the truth, you will not be prosecuted.
That's absolutely right.
He was thinking that through. Should I go ahead and admit to this? Should I? For the first time, he's totally on his heels.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What do you want to live again, Mike? Do you want your life?
I want to live again. I want this to be over.
Say
I want the truth out.
And do it.
Say it.
Nearly 33 years after Munns mysteriously vanished, his sister, Mary Lou Taylor, had been brought in to watch the interrogation as agents pressed LeBrun for a confession.
I was watching this whole thing, but I couldn't hear it. I could see his expression changing, and I was actually praying that he was the right guy. And as I'm praying, Pete came out and said, he's confessing.
My killing Andy Muntz was a spontaneous act.
Okay.
I did not intend to kill him.
Okay.
I had no intention of ever killing Andy Muntz.
I could see the eyes were cracking. He was looking down. He's weighing. He knows he's been caught.
Tell us why you kill him. Again, tell us what we already know.
Self-preservation.
He said, I was in the dispersing office that night on the Cacapon. It was late. Andy Muntz came in and he caught me in the safe. And I was stealing money. And he said, I knew I had to kill him.
What happened next stunned the agents.
I'm Muntz. You grabbed me.
As LeBrun reenacted the murder.
Am I kicking? Am I fighting?
Oh, yeah.
So the other agent in the room with me, he actually demonstrated on him by grabbing his throat, pushing him to the ground.
No, and just boom, boom. No, this can't happen. Leave me alone. I can't have this. I don't recall exactly what I'm saying. I'm just panicked.
Michael LeBrun was actually reliving the murder.
He's struggling. He's kicking. He's pushing.
Okay. Well, what stops him from doing that?
I'm stronger than he is.
Right.
And then I beat his head back.
Andy at an early age.
This
is a thing of beauty. You got him on the ropes.
What he doesn't realize yet is we've gone from a missing person case to a murder case.
It was a good day for the good guys. You talk to any expert pathologist, it's going to take several minutes to snuff somebody's life out, which means you're forming a thought at that time.
The struggle lasted so long. It could have stopped, but it didn't.
It only takes a few seconds to form intent. Michael LeBrun, within a very short amount of time, just admitted that he killed Andy Munns and it was premeditated murder and he didn't even know it.
LeBron's confession to premeditated murder changed everything. But the agent said nothing and continued to let him talk.
What am I going to do? I got to get rid of this body.
He was never remorseful, no emotion about what had happened to Andy Munns. He was thinking, oh, I did this. Now what am I going to do to cover it up?
I'm deep. I've got this. What am I going to do? Tank. Muck tanks.
LeBron knew exactly where to dispose of Munns' body. It was the Cacapon's oil tank that he told agents about in his first interview.
Remember, we muck tanks. They never go in these tanks.
He took Andy and he just dropped his body into the oil. And he can remember seeing the body sinking into the oil. And he took the money he was stealing and he threw it in there as well. And that was it. That's how he murdered Andy Munns. We weren't going to just go halfway and stop. So the final part of our plan was we were going to bring Mary Lou Taylor into the room and have him confess to her.
Mr. LeBron, this is Mary Lou Taylor.
I had to stay very calm. When he said that he would be willing to talk to me, at first I went, no, I can't do it. And then I thought, this is why I came here. This is everything I've wanted, is to be able to confront this man. So I did.
There's some truths that I've had to face here just even today. And I've come to realize that I was responsible for Andy's death.
Agent Grievous takes Taylor's hand.
And I'm sorry to you for that.
Michael LeBron knew that he was being videotaped and during this whole thing. And at one point, he's looking down and his shoulders are shaking. But then he looked up at me and there were no tears in his eyes. And I thought, how sorry are you really? As we were getting ready to leave, he said, can I hug you?
I'm sorry, can I give you a hug? Is that okay?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
To hear that somebody strangled your brother and put him in an oil tank and then say, sure, I'd be happy to hug you, that just wasn't going to happen.
Under the conditions that we had brought him in, we had to just let him walk away.
Remember, LeBron was never under arrest and was told he could confess to a spontaneous act without facing charges. What he didn't realize was his confession had signaled premeditation. Everything would change. But for now, he was free to leave.
He was going home that day. Didn't matter. So we honored what we said we would honor.
I bet when he got home, he said to himself, them agents didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday.
LeBron's freedom would be short-lived. In spite of their agreement, that confession to premeditated murder changed the nature of the crime and would allow NCIS to bring their case before a grand jury.
In March of 2001, Michael LeBron is indicted for felony murder for the death of Andy Munns.
A news magazine captured LeBron's arrest, but he was soon back on the street.
A few months later, a lower court ruled that the naval investigators had overstepped their bounds in that interrogation room with LeBron, and they tossed the confession.
So the lower court ultimately decided it was not admissible, that we had violated Michael LeBron's rights.
We were devastated when we learned that the court had thrown out the confession. And they said he was in custody. At the time, he was interviewed. When we had actually told him, you're not in custody, they said it was an involuntary confession because they felt like Jim was heavy-handed in the interview.
I don't know.
Well, we don't need to know what happened. We know what happened. Let's get that out of the way right
okay.
now.
I knew that these investigators had done their best. I knew they had been honest. I watched them. I was there with them. And I knew how much work they had done and that they had done it right.
Did we push the envelope? Absolutely we did. There was no way he was going to confess unless we pushed the envelope. But did we cross the line? we never felt like we crossed the line.
Well, once again, Michael LeBrun walks the streets. There's a killer out there.
All right.
But agents Grievous and Hughes were not giving up. In 2002, they appealed the judge's ruling.
We went to the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals and once again was ruled against us based on the same conditions. We lost round two.
Without the confession, there's no case.
We played by the rules as we had been taught, and yet somehow we were losing.
The fact that Michael LeBrun had not spent a day in jail for murdering my brother, it felt like there was something wrong with that. But I had to be patient. There's always that piece of hope.
And NCIS was determined not to let her down.
"48 Hours" fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite 48 Hours episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like Morbid, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries, and Small Town Murder ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Pardon My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means. Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening to 48 Hours ad-free, go to amazon.com/48hours. That's amazon.com/48hours, or download the Amazon Music app for free. It's just that easy.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
So in NCIS, we have a motto on cold case. It's to the living, we owe the truth, and to the dead, we owe respect. And this case exemplifies that motto.
That's the essence of what being an agent is. It's that drive to find justice for victims. Unlike on television dramas, we can't resolve cases in 48 minutes.
Couldn't he have surprised the thief in the dispersing office and been murdered?
No easy thing to do on a ship with 6,000 souls.
It takes much longer. It takes perseverance, tenacity. In some cases, it can take 50 years. It's kind of what drives us. Never quit. Never quit.
When the confession was thrown out,
by killing Andy Munns,
that was the ultimate low. Andy Munns would be forever remembered just as a thief. Who wants to remember their family member that way? We indict him. He's arrested. He's walking around free after committing a murder.
I wouldn't piss on this guy if he were on fire. When we lost round two, we thought we were done. We're on life support.
But NCIS appealed again, and in 2004, the United States Circuit Court held an extremely rare hearing on the case.
They chose to look at 5 cases, I think, out of 300, and the Circuit Court said no. This was a reasonable investigation, a reasonable interrogation, and that we could use the tape.
The confession was back in.
My killing Andy Munns was not intentional.
Now, NCIS had to prove it was true.
So the investigation begins again. We have to go back to the USS Tallulah. We have to go down into that tank, do a crime scene on it.
What was key to us is we got to be able to demonstrate to anybody and everybody, he dumps that body into the oil tanks. Where'd the body go?
And NCIS's forensic team had the answer.
Experts are able to explain the oil is so caustic, seawater, microorganisms, they'd simply just eat into the clothing, flesh.
The corrosive effect would have essentially disintegrated Munn's body and it would have been flushed out to sea.
It was evidence that there was no evidence. That was key because what they were going to say is, show us the body. And by George, we did it.
The wheels of justice would move slowly for Munns' sister. She would wait 2 more years before LeBrun appeared once again before the same lower court judge.
Essentially, the judge wanted the case to go away.
LeBrun was offered a plea deal for a reduced charge of voluntary manslaughter. Facing a mountain of evidence, he accepted.
So I said, I think a plea bargain is our best way to go.
In March 2006, LeBrun finally goes for his sentencing hearing, and he's facing anywhere from probation to 10 years behind bars.
Michael LeBrun on this day admitted to murdering Andrew Munns. I felt like Andy Munns, his honor, and the honor of the Munns family is restored.
The worst the judge could have given him was 10, but he gave him 4.
Michael LeBrun would only serve 3 years in prison.
I was confused. I was like, where is the fairness here?
One very wise older friend said, what we long for is justice. What we get is the law. We got the law. I'm not sure it was justice. But again, that wasn't my goal. I accomplished my goal.
In the summer of 2001, almost 40 years after Munns was killed, the Munns family finally got what they had deserved in 1968. And that was a military funeral with full honors at Arlington National Cemetery.
Over 150 people gathered for Andy's memorial. There were 85 family members came from all over the country. All of the NCIS people who worked on the case came. The director of NCIS came.
I personally had my entire family there, which was very touching.
And there was the horse-drawn caisson with the flag, with the full military band. It was one of the most touching and meaningful moments of my life. We really got to honor Andy that day. But the thing that got to me the most was when...
So it's presented in memory of your brother's honorable service to our country.
He handed me the flag. And when I got up and was hugging my brothers, I said, we got the flag. And my brother Tom said, we got Mom's flag.
Every gravestone has a story. And now Andy Munns, he had his honor restored.
All of the agents that I came in contact with really do care about solving crime. They care about justice, that Andy should not be forgotten just because of the passage of time. I lost Andy in 1968, but through that period, I gained two brothers, and I feel like they are a part of my family.
I love
there
you guys.
It is.
I really do. You guys are wonderful.
They always will be.
The disappearance of Officer Munns is the oldest cold case solved by NCIS.
It sends a message out that, you know, those who do wrong, be looking over your shoulder because somebody carrying a badge is not too far away from you.
Just know there are people out there who are watching, who are out there working these type of investigations long after you think it's over. And you never know when we're coming back.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the 48 Hours podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.